Are there mushrooms popping up in your garden after the rain? Don't eat those. Head to the farmer's market instead. Jillian Ferguson is there now to see what's new this week in Southern California.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. Wild mushrooms are a rare sight at the Santa Monica Farmers Market, but I'm here at Tutti Frutti's farm stand this morning looking at a pretty big haul of chanterelle mushrooms. Barbara Wyman's here to tell us more about this seasonal ingredient. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning.
So Tutti Frutti's farm is located on the Santa Ynez River, which was practically overflowing this week. What does the farm look like right now?
Very muddy and wet, you know, trying to get down to the farm right now. It did a lot of, you know, zigzagging through the mud to get my truck down there. Some of our fields are flooded. Most of them are good. Like, we couldn't pick our purple carrots this week because it was too flooded. And once it drains out, we're hoping they're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, the exciting news today is that you have chanterelles. And, you know, these are a wild mushroom. They're not the cultivated ones like we often see here at the farmer's market. Do they pop up on the property, or do you guys have to go hunting in the woods for them?
Our farm is surrounded by hills with oak trees. It's all oak trees. You know, you sit down at our farm, we're totally surrounded by the hills and the oak trees, and that's where they grow, is in the mulch underneath the oaks after the rain.
How long after the rain do they start to pop up?
It's pretty quick. If there's enough rain and, you know, the ground is soaked enough, it could be within a week to 2 weeks.
The ones you brought to market today vary in size. Some are tiny, and then some are just absolutely enormous. I mean, larger than my open hand. Is this a particular variety that makes them so large?
The thing is, the size doesn't matter. Now, what we have, what I've been told, is a California chanterelles, and they're bigger. People who are from Europe or Northern California or anywhere else always talk about how big ours are compared to them.
Fascinating. So have you been out with the pickers? I imagine it's quite the thrill to go mushroom hunting.
I haven't had the privilege of doing that. My boss with his workers goes out and gets them. You really have to know what you're doing and what you're looking for. Also, among the oak trees, there is a lot of poison oak. Something else you have to watch for when you're picking, and I just haven't gone out and done it. And I don't live at the farm. I live an hour and a half away. So when I just go up and get the truckload to get my orders and out of there.
But you do talk to customers every week at the market here. So when people are buying them, how do you tell them to take care of them when they get home?
Paper bag. Have to keep telling people, don't put them in plastic. They need to breathe. They'll get, like, slimy and mushy with that in a plastic bag. So make sure they're in a paper bag. Put them in the refrigerator. Never wash them because these have been cleaned and dried. And so if you run them underwater, they're just like a sponge. They're going to soak up the water, and you're going to lose the flavoring of them. Just keep them in the paper bag and refrigerator. They can last a week or more. And then if there's any dirt that you see you still want to get off, just a soft brush, toothbrush, you can buy a mushroom brush, brush it off.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
That was Barbara Wyman of Tutti Frutti Farms. You can find Tutti Frutti on Sundays at Hollywood and Mar Vista and on Wednesdays in Santa Monica. They should have chanterelles for a few more weeks, but if you're looking for them, be sure to arrive early. Travis Hayden is one of the chefs here today buying chanterelles from Tutti Frutti Farms. And Travis is the chef at Voodoo Vin, a wine bar on Virgil Avenue in East Hollywood, where he serves seasonal small plates alongside natural wine. Hi, Travis.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So before we get to the mushrooms, tell us a little bit about Voodoo Vin. I love the name. What's your philosophy of cooking there?
I try and keep it aligned with the wines. It's a natural wine bar, and you know, the philosophy of natural wine is minimal interference, and I follow the same suit. So I'm here at the market, it's like twice a week. I'm trying to get fresh peak season produce, and I do as little as possible and try and stand out of the way of the great produce.
The California way.
Exactly, exactly.
So let's talk about mushrooms. How are you using the chanterelles at Voodoo Vin?
Right now I'm butter basting them in green garlic. I had a magic confluence here a couple weeks ago, and I saw that the chanterelles were on the table at Tutti Frutti, and green garlic came up the first of both that I saw, and so I just came up with the dish as I was walking here. So they're butter basted in the green garlic, and they get served with polenta and romesco.
Travis, what can you tell us about the flavor and the texture of chanterelles, especially when you compare them to cultivated mushrooms that you can get any time of year here at the farmer's market?
For chanterelles, what I really love about them is they pack so much more umami than any of the others. And there's this woodsy, and sometimes you can get like fruity notes with them, but it's really, it punches a full pack of umami. And that's what I love about it. And when you pair it with butter, there's really nothing better.
Yeah, it's true. So for people who haven't maybe purchased chanterelles before, when you come to the market, what are you looking for?
You know, I try and grab ones that aren't soggy, that are still pretty firm to the touch, and they look like they have a little bit of life in them. Personally, I like them not too big. They do look really cool, and Tutti Frutti has some very large chanterelles, but I like the small to medium ones personally, so I don't have to cut them up too much in the plate, and I can present them as I found them.
Yeah. And you mentioned moisture, which is a big thing when cooking mushrooms. How do you cook them to get the right texture?
I like to cook them. I let them release their juices, and they're basted in a pan with butter, so it creates its own little pan sauce, and I pour that back over the mushrooms as well. I like to go pretty hard until they release their juices, get a little bit of color on them, but not that much.
Okay, so pretty high heat?
Medium to high.
And how long are they in the pan?
It depends on the size of the mushroom, but just a few minutes, usually.
And aside from the butter and the green garlic, is anything else seasoning them in the pan?
Just salt.
All right. And I did see on your Instagram that you had topped these with some popped amaranth. Is that right?
It was popped sorghum.
Oh.
Yeah. So I do pop sorghum, and you know, it's loosely connected to the corn. Popcorn was a little too big for the plate, but it looked good on the plate and it tasted good on the plate. So.
Travis, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
That was Travis Hayden, executive chef at Voodoo Vin. It is a natural wine bar on Virgil Avenue in East Hollywood. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
In a minute, a history of fermented foods, plus some practical tips for making your own vinegar at home. It's easier than you think. Stay with us.